The National Weather Service issued a cold weather advisory and a high wind warning starting Thursday evening. The forecast shows that a Tohoku wind event could start as early as Thursday evening. The strongest gusts of 60 miles per hour or more are predicted to blow through Saturday. Wind chill temperatures could reach as low as negative 15 degrees Fahrenheit. Without wind chill, temperatures are expected to range from the teens to negative 3 degrees Fahrenheit through Monday. Jeff Garman is the meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service in Juneau.
We could see some periods, especially where we have the higher winds, that frostbite is going to be a real danger. And that's where dressing in layers, covering up is important.
He says the wind could also whip up freezing ocean spray, which can cover boats in ice and make maritime travel dangerous. And Garman says this December is on track to break weather records.
It's looking like the numbers are shaping up for this, you know, to be the coldest we've seen in over 30 years in southeast Alaska. It's a little unusual to go through like a 2 to almost 3 week period and be as cold as we are.
He says typically cold snaps in Juneau last just a few days instead of weeks. Garman says this one is caused by a consistent flow of strong polar air moving in from interior Alaska and Canada. In dangerous conditions, officials say it's important to be prepared in case utilities fail. There's been a string of power outages in Juneau this month. Ryan O'Shaughnessy is the city's emergency programs manager. He says to stock up on non-perishable foods, drinking water, blankets, flashlights, and batteries in case the power goes out.
It's really important to be careful using candles for light and to heat your home. That can pretty quickly turn into a fire hazard.
To prevent pipes from freezing and bursting, he says to keep taps dripping. And he suggests keeping extra blankets and warm clothes in the car in case it breaks down. Garman says a possible snowstorm could come through Juneau around Christmas and may bring warmer maritime air that would pull temperatures out of the negatives. But he says it's still too far out to be confident. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.